Hello there and welcome. It's Jenny here from JennyHK.com and welcome to this podcast to both regular listeners and new, wherever you're from. I'm delighted you're here. Now, it's my passion to help small business owners or wannabe entrepreneurs to create the mindset and business models that are going to allow you to consciously design your lifestyle of choice rather than have your business leave you frantic, overwhelmed with little or no freedom. Now, often when I do my podcast, I take inspiration from kind of whatever's happening around me at that time, and I like to draw out an insight that I feel will be helpful for you, and today is definitely no exception. I'm completely blessed to be staying for a few days on this beautiful island here, Rottnest Island, just off the coast of Perth in Western Australia. And we've been cycling around with the kids, stopping at beautiful bays for a bit of a fish. And I am here with my brother-in-law, Riaz, who actually, without his conscious decision to design his lifestyle, we wouldn't have even heard of this place. He is, in fact, an orthopedic surgeon here in Perth. But the reason I wanted to introduce you to him today is that he is possibly one of the most efficient people I've ever met. And he manages to achieve such a lot in a day. And I thought it would be great for him to share exactly how he manages it. So welcome to the podcast, Riaz.
Thank you very much, Jenny. Nice to be here.
So we're here sitting on an island after our day of fishing and swimming in the beautiful sunshine, which is a pretty normal proceedings for you. And to be fair, you have got a lifestyle that most people would give their right arm for. So are you up for sharing with us just how you have constructed this life, if you have in fact constructed this life consciously? Because I don't think it's happened by chance.
Now, that's an interesting question you've asked. Can I share it with you? I can try. I can do my best and try and tell you how I've got here. The question is really, do I know myself? And I think the more one introspects on it, the more one appreciates one's own situation. So I'll try to be as honest and open as possible. So how did I get to the situation that I'm in now, where I live in paradise, essentially? Well, if you can count 365 days of sunshine as paradise, I do. I have an amazing setup at home with my family life, and I have what I would consider the most rewarding job that can be done as an orthopedic surgeon. So I set goals. I achieve those goals. I don't go through life reacting to events. I create the events and make them fit my life. So I've essentially put myself in this situation through aiming for the top, and not just aiming, but getting there. And I think that's probably where I find myself now.
Okay, so what you're saying really is that you actually design your lifestyle first, and then you build it. And that's something that it's great to hear you say that. And that's actually why I've asked to speak to you, because I know that that is what you do. Because I think a lot of people out there do just go through life reacting to whatever's coming up, reacting to what society dictates is possible, what isn't possible. Whereas if you are conscious about making those decisions first about what it is that you want, then you get to build that lifestyle around you. And you're just a prime example of that. Okay, so one of the other things that you're very renowned for is your level of efficiency and how much you get done in a day. So what would be very useful for everyone listening is to understand how you do this. How do you personally achieve this? And to put it in context for everyone else, you work both as a surgeon in the public and you have your own private practice. You're just about to submit your PhD and you exercise four times a week minimum, and you've got three kids under seven, and you're very actively involved there. Plus you have a property business and you take around 2 to 3 months holiday off a year. In fact, that's just pretty exhausting listening to all this. So come on, spill the beans. How do you do it? If you were to give me, say, 5 to 6 of your tips as to how on earth you get that much done in a day, what would they be?
Wow, is that really me? That sounds pretty good. Thank you for that amazing introduction. Now, in all seriousness, how do I get all that done? There is a lot going on. There's no question about it. My life is completely full of work and play. I think first and foremost, in order to achieve that level of activity, you have to be efficient. And I think efficiency is probably my number one goal. I believe that, you know, to be efficient, you have to be efficient 24 hours a day. That means that you extract absolutely everything out of the time that you have. And that's not to say that you're working all that time, because resting is just as important as working. But while you're driving to work, while you're at work, you are, or I am, I should say, consciously doing absolutely everything possible to maximize my output. Now, at work, obviously, there is not a lot of downtime as an orthopedic surgeon, and there will be minutes between cases, and every one of those minutes is filled with some activity that is aiming towards making the day as short or efficient as possible. Sometimes it makes others a little bit dizzy trying to keep up, but they soon get used to that. And I think that there's a lot of downtime where you're neither relaxing and nor are you working. And I think those are times that you can really get a lot of things done, things that would otherwise just build up and occupy, you know, your social time. So I'm a firm believer in being busy. When I'm on my way to work, I will contact people, I will speak to people, I will compile lists, I will action some of those lists. When I'm between cases, 10 minutes before supper, absolutely every moment can be filled. And I should stress that that's not to say you don't relax, because I think that relaxation is so important. And for me, I don't consciously just sit down and say, okay, I'm going to relax now. I just take that as real quality time and enjoy relaxation, and I really enjoy sleep. It sounds if I sleep about 4 hours a night, but in fact I always aim for 7 hours. So that's the first thing. Second thing that overlaps very much with extracting as much as possible out of every moment is multitasking. This may not be politically the correct way to be efficient, but personally I think that it works for me. I'm constantly spinning plates, and if there aren't enough plates spinning, I'll start spinning more, such that I have a number of things on the go at any one time, which means that as one thing starts slowing down, you go on to another thing, and then go back to the first thing, and then you go back to the third thing that you started on, such that you have a number of tasks that are going on simultaneously.
So it's interesting you say that, because a lot of the productivity gurus you hear out there, it's very much all about focus on one thing at a time. Don't get distracted, just turn everything else off. But what you're saying is actually that you are able to, which is very unlike a man, I have to say, you are able to completely multitask, and you could have a number of internet windows open at the same time and flip between things, whereas we're often told just to stick at one thing. So I think you've got to take this as obviously something that you do, but you know, you, as in you, Riaz, you do, but it's going to be different for everyone. So as you're listening to this, just have a think about how you actually run your life and how you can relate to this, whether this works for you or not. It doesn't matter if it doesn't, but just get yourself thinking, become more aware of how you actually go through your day. So Riaz, what's number three in your top tips here?
I'd just like to go back to one thing about multitasking, because it may not be the recommended route, but I actually think it's very good mental training. And you don't have to multitask many things at one time. Even if it's just two things, I think that's, you can suddenly maximize your efficiency enormously, because you can concentrate on one thing and get to a point where you're starting to stagnate, and you can spend a lot of time just ruminating over that first point and not getting anywhere. Whereas if you just press the pause button, move on to something else, totally unrelated, and start working on the second matter, then you can run that one through to the same point and go back to the first and suddenly find you have a fresh mind about it. And suddenly in so doing, you've achieved two tasks rather than one, and you haven't stagnated on the first. So I think actually it's a good mental exercise to do that. So now going on to the third thing, I'd say that the way that one very important way to achieve maximal efficiency and extract everything you possibly can out of life is to surround yourself by people that will help with the processes that you don't, that I don't want to do, or I haven't got the time to do. You cannot simply do everything. So you have to surround yourself by quality individuals who can deal with sometimes the mundane, sometimes the complicated aspects of life, or sometimes just the things you simply can't get around to doing. For example, I have an accountant who I speak to probably on average 5 times a week. I have a bookkeeper who goes through all of my, probably in the order of 12 bank accounts. I have a nanny who looks after the children when I'm at work, a cleaner who cleans the house. I have a secretary who organizes my work life. I'd love to say I have a PA, but in fact I have a wife who just keeps me in check. And a finance advisor who is invaluable to me, and a number of others. I mean, everybody needs different helpers and advisors, and every person will have a different requirement. But for me, these guys really help me out. They save me doing things that I don't want to do and don't have time to do, and it allows me then to concentrate on home and work. So going on to the fourth thing, it's not that I was scraping the barrel at this stage, but I think that I'm a really very, very firm believer in being good to people. Anyway, that sounds somewhat naff, but in fact, being good to people and being friendly and helpful and nice to people makes your life easier. In Australia, everybody's equal anyway. You're all Aussies, and that's that. It doesn't matter whether you're a brain surgeon, a rocket scientist, prime minister, or road sweeper or a cleaner. Everybody's equal. Everybody is in the same situation. We're all here to get on and enjoy life. And that really helps. There's no hierarchy. And everybody, not that everybody's nice, but if I find that if you treat people as equals and treat everybody with respect, then suddenly you get a huge amount more out of your life than you'd otherwise get. And this has massive benefits from a personal perspective and a work perspective. But I think you've got to be good and kind to everybody around you. And I make a habit of talking to everybody, whether it's the girl who delivers the meals on the ward, or the porters who bring my patients, or it's my peers. And I know that they approach me, find me approachable, and approach me with their problems, which I enjoy responding to. So I think, although that's point number four, I think that is an absolutely crucial part of life.
Okay, so next time you're being nice to me, I'm going to be thinking, what do you want me to do? Okay, that's great. So last couple of points. Number five, what would that be for you?
As Jenny mentioned at the beginning of this interview, I exercise a lot. It's not that I'm an exercise freak, but I think exercise is a fantastically important part of one's life. From a physical point of view, it makes you feel good. It's since I started exercising, it's taken away the lethargy that I used to get at about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it just fills you with vigor and allows you to take on the day. So I think exercise is really crucial, and I exercise probably 4 or 5 times a week. My main sport is swimming. Do a little bit of running, a little bit of squash, a little bit of tennis, a bit of kite surfing, pretty much anything I can get my hands onto. But swimming is my mainstay. And I would strongly recommend a regular exercise program. But the crucial thing with exercise is to not have to force yourself to do it, but to make it part of your routine. It needs to be in your system, in your diary, if necessary. You need to make time and do it. And I prefer to do my exercise during the day, either at lunchtime or on my way to work, so that it doesn't impact on my social life. In other words, my family life. I don't mind it impacting on my work life, but I won't let it impact on my family time.
And I think that's a product of the environment as well. I mean, certainly I've been out here now for 6 weeks, and it's just an Australian thing, isn't it, to exercise. You know, if you're not on that beach, running down the beach or swimming or whatever at 7 o'clock in the morning, then you're just not part of it. So again, it helps who you surround yourself with, and it helps where your environment is. But, you know, obviously you can do that anywhere. So one last point before we wrap up.
Okay, the final point is planning. I think planning is crucial. If I don't plan my week, I don't think I could possibly get done what I need and want to get done. It sounds as if spontaneity is out of the window, but that's not the case. I think you can still be spontaneous, and we all love spontaneity, but I think you've got to have a pretty clear idea of what you want to get done and the time in which you want to get it done. So whether that's day-to-day activities or planning your next holiday, what's happening at work in next week, I think it's crucial that you think ahead, basically just to cut out the variables and cut down the number of things that might compromise your ability to achieve what you want to achieve. I'm not into big lists, but that's probably because as I write the list, I'm already ticking these things off.
Aha, so now I know. Thank you, Riaz. Now I know how you do it. I've always wondered all these years. But seriously, thanks for taking the time. And I think it's worth noting here again, it's really important to stress that this is, you know, this is what personally works for you, isn't it? It's what personally works for you on a day-to-day basis. It's how you get things done. It's not going to work for everyone. You're going to have your own way of doing things. But my hope is that you've at least it's at least made you a bit more aware of how you're currently structuring your day and your time. And Riaz, if there's one thing I always take away from you, it's your enthusiasm for everything. And it's infective. And I know as part of your family now, it's just had such a positive impact on everyone around you. So thanks for taking the time to talk to me about this. And it's something I've always wanted to know, so this has been a great opportunity for me. So let's wrap it up here. Got some fresh fish to go and eat. Now, if you haven't already, then do just head over to my website and my blog at www.jennyhk.com. That's JennyHK.com, where you can grab your complimentary 3-part video series on how to design and build your lifestyle. And I think that Riaz is a perfect example of this. And of course, I'd love to hear your comments, so do leave a comment for me. Until the next time, I hope you have a fabulous day.